And we have callers on hold at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are going to get to them very quickly, but I'm going to cover our weekly to-do before I forget. Every single week, we have a weekly to-do to keep up with our home maintenance. You can follow along with our free home maintenance calendar that we'll send you in the mail by request. Just email the address you would like that sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And let us know how many calendars you want, if you want one for a family member or a friend or a neighbor. We order the calendar in preparation for handing them out at the home shows, which aren't happening right now. So we've got a few extra, and we've been doing a lot of creative things. Some board members at different HOAs have reached out to distribute to their entire neighborhood. We've sent it to a number of different communities. So it's opened our creative way of distribution. And if you'd like one for free, again, just let us know where you'd like it sent and we'll drop it in the mail. And you can take it all digitally at rosieonthehouse.com/app. And you can program all of this into the app. It'll send you reminders that this needs to get done. You can assign it to different people in the house. You can keep track of the tools and materials you might need on the home maintenance app, rosieonthehouse.com/app. It is a $5 a month charge, but you can save 25% when you use promo code ROSIE when you sign up. So mineral deposits is what we're talking about today.
The crusty white stuff that you see on those fixtures?
Everywhere, unless you have a water softener. And that's the ultimate key, is to prevent it by removing the minerals as the water enters your home with a water softener. But if you don't have one and you've got to get rid of all those old mineral deposits that have built up over the years, vinegar is your best friend. And through our article, you can get in the quick links off the homepage. It walks through all the different types, whether it's a faucet, dishwasher, refrigerator that has an ice and water dispensing unit, coffee maker. Each one of those has a different way to clean it. And there's different products you use with vinegar for your shower door. The lowest grade steel wool works best. Paper towels soaked in vinegar put into your water dispenser on the refrigerator. So the ultimate benefit of the water softener is it prevents that from building up, but it also keeps your clothes from fading. You need less cleaning products for your dishwasher and in the shower.
And the appliances last a lot longer.
And the pipes in your home. There's an anode rod in the water heater. It's a sacrificial rod that's lighter than on the water heater, so that corrodes instead of the tank itself. Well, you get a softener, you prevent all of that. And that's our ultimate goal, is zero to no maintenance on our home, castle, or cabin. Start with Claire. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Oh, you bet. What's your question, Miss Claire?
So I have a property that has a fiberglass shower, and it was built about 2004 or so, and it has a crack in the pan, in the bottom pan, and it's about 8 inches long. And so I'd like to either, I don't know if I can tear the whole thing out and replace it with another fiberglass shower surround and pan, or if I can patch it permanently, or if there's a liner you can put on top. I have no idea where to go.
Well, you have
who would do it.
You actually have all those options open to you, Claire. May I ask where the property is located, generally speaking?
The property is in 85283.
Okay. Well, you could take a look at a couple things. There is a company. They are not ROSIE certified, but I do know them, and I've known them for a long, long time, out in the Mesa area, called Todd's Fiberglass Repair. And you can get them and have them submit a proposal to you for repairing the fiberglass. And the one thing about repairing fiberglass is once it's repaired, it's virtually good as new. You can tear the whole thing out and replace it with any number of different products. You really aren't going to be able to overline it, because we can overline tile surrounds, but we really can't overline a fiberglass tub single unit.
Whatever new product's going on there, it's got to be structurally sound underneath it to support the new product on top of it for the best long-term And something interesting, I don't think this really applies to you. Well, if they come out and say this can't be repaired, we got to rip it out and start over. Then there's something, I actually pulled this ad out of Qualified Remodeler magazine. It's Mark E. Industries. It's an American-made product called Goof Proof Showers. And it's a goof-proof liner drain. It's got a roll-on, a vinyl, and a sheet membrane. Three different options that look like a great product for do-it-yourself. I know shower linings, even in the trades, they often get improperly installed. And this I'm going to play around with these. They look like this could be the solution to a better durable shower pan that goes in when we're at the point we need to fully remodel a shower. Have you seen that or played around with that at all?
Well, I haven't. Most of our tile people are using the Schluter system.
Schluter.
That's the one that we're using most often. So, Claire, you were already aware of all your options. You can repair or you can replace. But I don't think I would advise covering a cracked one-piece fiberglass shower unit. Look at the repair. I think it's going to be your absolute most cost-effective method. And like I say, when they're repaired, just the nature of fiberglass, it is virtually as good as new. So I hope that helps and gives you a couple ideas. Greg's called in. Let's see if we can welcome Greg to the conversation, see how we might be able to help him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was calling, I was talking to your wife about the a pigeon problem that I've had since I've lived out here in Buckeye for almost 3 years now. I was going to put a system up, a pigeon control wiring system up there, but never have yet. But I did have some guys out about a month ago from a pest control company that does pigeon control systems, and they found some damage up there where my house on the top floor, it's a two-story house out in Buckeye, it's missing about a six-foot section of stucco where the stucco has been stripped off of the plywood and the styrofoam. And it's stripped down to the bare plywood and a little bit of chicken wire remnant left over there. And he didn't know whether the contractor that built the house didn't finish that part of the house and just left it because you can't see it from the ground, or the pigeons have actually torn it up to that extent, if they can do that. But they're pretty monstrous pigeons if that's what's happened, because wow. It's literally been torn off. And he sent me some pictures on my email where you can see the bare plywood with just the chicken wire covering over it. And you can see where the chicken wire has been like pulled up some. But he couldn't tell because it's not like a clean border where the styrofoam ends and it goes to bare plywood. It's not clean. It's like a jagged cut there that almost looks like it's been pecked and torn out by these flying rats. But I don't know if that's the case or not. And he didn't know either. But I need to get that fixed before I get the pigeon control system put up, because he said they'll just take it down when whatever system they put up there, they put up the wires or the spikes or whatever. They'll take the pigeon control system down to fix this damaged stucco and styrofoam up there that I need to get replaced. And I needed a contractor, or if you knew a contractor that would do that kind of work before I have the pigeon control system put in. And he didn't have any references that he could refer me to.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little exploring myself, but Greg, he's emailed you some photographs. I'd love you to send those to me so I could see what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I can forward them to you. Absolutely.
In our remodeling world, when I need some stucco done to a room addition or stucco repair, there's a company called Stucco Renovations. But Doug lives in the East Valley, and I don't know.
Tempe.
Yeah. Well, that's the East Valley. You don't think that's...
That's like Central.
You want to call that Central? Okay. I guess I've been here too long.
That's South.
Okay. But Doug may know someone, or maybe one of his tradespeople would be able to come out and take care of it. Let me just see what the extent of the damage is so I can kind of go through my Rolodex at the office and see if I can find somebody for you.
Absolutely. I'll forward those to you. You got an email I can send them to?
Yeah, just send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com and put in the subject line, put photos, and then my staff will know that's something I asked for during the radio show and I wanted to see it, and it'll get to my desk much faster.
And it's info@rosieonthehouse.com.
That's right.
Cool. I'll do that today then. I greatly appreciate it. I figured you might have a reference for a person to fix that, but he emailed me the pictures, and I didn't know how bad it was. And I've heard the thing scratching around up there before, and it's almost like they had gotten into the attic and were inside the attic, but he didn't know if that was the case or not. But the attic is right above the master bedroom on the upper level, and you can hear them up there cooing and scratching and stuff. And I really developed a dislike for pigeons since I lived out here, obviously.
I dislike the pigeons in Atlanta, but that's a personal
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's funny because it's farm country out here, and there is just giant flocks of billions of pigeons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I used to live in Goodyear in Estrella Mountain. And it's more developed out there, but there was no pigeon problem at all. And I don't know if the developers out there knew something that they don't know out here in Buckeye, but pigeons out here are just they're just everywhere, like, you know, literally flying rats.
Well, they are. And if they find anybody in your subdivision that's kind to pigeons by feeding, it is grossly exasperating the problem for you. And that is very often what we find. Someone in the neighborhood is encouraging the flocks to inhabit that particular area. And if you see a home in your subdivision that's more inundated than yours, that's probably the prime suspect. But send me the pictures, and we'll find somebody to get that stucco repaired for you.
And for the Atlanta Falcons fans, it's Gary just smack talked. That was producer Gary D. that made that comment, and you can direct those inquiries to him.
You said the F word on the air, man. Shame on you.